Glenwood Springs has a colorful history filled with characters from its past. And according to some, a few of those characters are still around today. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth spoke with the Glenwood Springs Historical Society's executive director, Bill Kite, about the city's local history and ghost stories.
I'm sure one thing that you and other people who work at the Historical Society and the museum have heard over the years is people just wondering about these ghost stories. What are some of the stories, or even if they're not ghost stories, local historical anecdotes that get the most intrigue from people when they come to visit?
Well, I think the first thing a lot of people want to know about is Doc Holliday. And, you know, he's buried up in the Linwood Cemetery, as it's called, or Pioneer Cemetery in Glenwood Springs. But we don't know where. And it's sort of one of those mystery of histories. And basically, people go to the memorial, which is there, and they leave things like whiskey or, you know, just all kinds of little mementos. And the whole story about his death at the Glenwood Hotel, or Hotel Glenwood, as it was called, that burned down in 1945, is we don't know who was present when he really died. And so I think probably what makes even ghost stories exciting is we can't prove them. And so the things we can't prove in history that I'm calling the mystery of history are probably what draw a lot of people to want to know more about characters in Glenwood. And there were quite a few characters over the years, for sure.
As a historian, you know, you look at what's happened in facts. Do you get frustrated by the ghost stories sometimes?
Not so much for me, because if it takes a ghost story to create an interest in history, then I'm all for it.
The museum had its own ghost report done, and I know you haven't had the results of that come through, but what was kind of the impetus to go out and seek a paranormal investigator to come into the museum?
I think just that museum in itself, being an older house built in 1905, draws a lot of attention and the people that live there. There was a report that there was a sort of a presence in the room where we have a baby Doe Tabor and Horace Tabor's bed from Leadville. Places like that, older houses in particular, I think have a history of people's presence in them, whether it's actual written down or not, or whether it's felt by people, and I don't discount that.
Now, you said you have your own ghost story of Hotel Colorado. Can I ask what that is?
You bet. I always wanted to stay at the Teddy Roosevelt suite in the Hotel Colorado. It's on the second floor. He came out on the balcony and gave a long speech when he was in Glenwood in 1905. And Theodore Roosevelt is sort of a hero of mine. And so I wanted to spend the night in his suite. And I was asleep, and it was about 2:30 in the morning, and there was a knock on the door, just a real one of those. And I got up and went to the door, and I'm a real light sleeper, so it didn't take very long at all to get to the door and open the door, and no one was there. And I'd heard these reports of that happening to people before, and now it was happening to me, so I went back to bed, but I did not go back to sleep, if you can imagine. And it wasn't probably 5 to 10 minutes after that, when I lay back down, that the phone rang, and I'm going, okay, this is interesting. I let it ring a few times, and as soon as I picked it up, there wasn't a dial tone. There was nothing, but it was just total silence. So that's my experience of any kind of ghost appearing for me in the Hotel Colorado. And there are a lot of ghost stories about the Hotel Colorado, so I just guess we can add that one to it.
Now, when you checked out the next morning and they asked you how your stay was, did any mention of that come up?
No, not really. Since then, I know the owners quite well, and the general manager and I are friends, and we talk about that, but I didn't share it at the time. I kind of kept it to myself, like most people do with ghost stories, until they feel it appropriate to tell them. And I always like to say that the absence of evidence doesn't mean that the evidence is absent. And so I'd like to just keep that in the back of my mind and be open to anything that happens in life, because you never know when a ghost might visit you.
The Arts and Culture Desk at Aspen Public Radio is funded by the Stefan Edlis and Gail Neeson Foundation, with a mission to support the arts, community, and outreach.